Hey, this is Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. You're listening to Courts in Session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Turn up that radio.
We're going to do one now off New England. This one's called Runaway.
Patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
There he is, shooting across the air with the speed that must be beat. There he is, coming through the waves. He'll knock you off your feet. Eric Jackson Lurie.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM. Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. All members of the Courts in Session family, I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and I am having a ball tonight. That was Johnny Rivers going back to 1975. Man, I was in diapers back then. Same old song. What a great cover of that tune from the New Lovers and Old Friends album, Johnny Rivers. So this hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by our friends over at Attic Records, who join you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records is the hottest new releases and all the music you want. They're family-owned and operated, and Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or give them a call at 412-821-8484 for all the music you need. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of the show. So have you been to our website at WRCT.org? Well, if you do, and you click on the schedule and you click on Courts in Session, you can hear, you can see, and you can read the set list from tonight's show. You can see every song that was played tonight. If you missed a title, if there was a song that you just loved and you couldn't figure out what it was, well, later tonight after the show, I'll have the entire set list up for everyone to view. You just click on WRCT.org, go to the schedule, go to Courts in Session, go to the set list, and there it will be, including set lists from prior weeks. And there's not just set lists. There's a radio and music calendar with information about things going on in the greater Pittsburgh area and all the upcoming shows that you want to know about, when and where. Just go to WRCT.org. Everything you need, we've got it right here. So I got my hands on the new Journey album. For a long time, we had to just play with those singles, and the album wasn't out, but it's out now, and this past week, I spent a bunch of time with it. Now, Journey is not the same band as the Journey we all know and love from 1981, but I gotta tell you guys, this new album really, really is good. I like it a lot. Why don't we play a track from it right now? The new album's called Freedom, and this song's called Together We Run, 88.3 WRCT.
Way, acting like it's some new day. Your curtains hang the same, but the sheets pulled down. I know that they did you wrong, made it clear you don't belong. But the world's much bigger now than one small town. So back three shirts that are trap poetry, and use that angel voice to say you've come with me. Come with me. Together we run. New York dreamers, together we run.
This is brand new from Robin Trower. His latest album was called No More Worlds to Conquer. Keep it right here on WRCT. Coming up in a few minutes, we've got John Anderson from Yes joining us on the radio.
Maybe left you too much alone. All this is true.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. If you're just tuning in, tonight's show is a replay presentation of a show where we were joined by the legendary John Anderson of Yes. John is back on the road since we aired this episode, and he's got a brand new band, including one of the members of Blue Oyster Cult. So let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. Enjoy tonight's show. WRCT 88.3 FM.
truth you seek, for all the world is going wrong. For all the world is going round and round. Believe that love is all around. Believe and you will hear the sound. And what was lost is finally found. So.
That song is Some People, the latest single from the band Inventioning, featuring Jean-Luc Ponty and John Anderson. Next Wednesday, July 27th, John Anderson is going to be at the Palace Theater in Greensburg. And I'm honored to say we've got John Anderson on the phone with us tonight. John, welcome to Quartz in Session.
Hi there, Eric. How you doing?
Doing terrific. John, a lot of people are excited about this upcoming show. You're not only celebrating the 50th anniversary of Close to the Edge, but I understand you're going to be accompanied by a very special group of musicians when we see you next Wednesday. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, they're all teenagers, ranging from 14 to 17, and they're the Academy of Rock, or the Rock Academy, created by Paul Green, who actually created the School of Rock some 20 years ago. And I bumped into Paul Green in Philadelphia one time, and he asked me would I like to hang around with the kids and work with them. And I said, I don't think so. But then he sent me a cassette of them playing Heart of the Sunrise, which is a very powerful Yes piece of music, and it was brilliant. So I just, from then on, just fell in love with the idea of working with these teenagers. They're just amazing.
I can only imagine being a parent of a musician who is playing with John Anderson. You've got to have a lot of dads telling their sons and daughters, you got to get me some FaceTime with John Anderson.
Yeah. Well, they're very joyful. You know, they're grateful and thankful, and they love making music of every kind, because in the show, we actually throw in a couple of mixes of, we do Kashmir into Long Distance Runaround. And we do Lenny Kravitz song, which is called Fly Away, which goes into Long Distance Runaround. No, it doesn't. Start State of Independence. So there's a lot of fun having a band of musicians that don't mind playing other people's music, especially Yes. So we do all the Yes favorites, and then Close to the Edge. It's unbelievable that they play it so well and with so much adventure in music. It's fantastic.
Well, that has to be terrific. Let's take a second, talk about Close to the Edge, 50th anniversary, 5 decades people are still listening to and in love with that classic album. John, what does it mean to you to have created such a piece of work that 50 years later, people hold that album in such great esteem?
Well, I've got a big smile on my face. That's all I know. I'm blown away that, looking back, it was a monumental moment in the history of Yes to create a piece of music that was far and away different than anything that had done before. And I was very proud of it and played it for many years. And then here we are 50 years later playing it again, and it still sounds great to me. You know, I'm so happy.
Well, why don't you pick a track from the album? Any track, something that's maybe stands out special to you, and we're going to play it right now.
Well, And You and I is quite a marvelous piece of music, very symphonic. And the guy who actually plays it on the tour is my guy, Rob, who actually is our tour manager. And one day he started playing And You and I, and I said, well, get on stage and play it with us. So he gets up on stage, and it's a lot of fun. It's a beautiful song still.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be great. We're speaking with John Anderson. He's coming to the Palace Theater next Wednesday, July 27th. This is And You and I, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Changed only for a sight, the sound of space. preacher nailed upon the colored door of time. Insane teacher, be there reminded of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy, we shall certify. Political ends, our sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to
If you're just tuning in, we've got Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, the legendary John Anderson, on the phone with us tonight. You just heard the classic track, You and I, from the Close to the Edge album. John, it's 2022. You sound so terrific. Your singing has not changed. You sound like it's still 1972. So I'm putting you on the hot seat. You got to let us know your secret. What is your key to still sounding and singing so wonderfully after all these years?
Well, honestly, I just get up on stage and cross my fingers and hope my voice is going to work, you know, and it does. I just feel so proud to be able to work with these teenagers that still want to sing. You know, I'm writing new music all the time. And still inventing ideas and very adventurous in my mind. So when I get up on stage, I just, fingers crossed in my mind, and get up and just sing the darn thing.
Well, you do it well. John, what do we have to look forward to? What new projects are you working on with new music coming down the pike?
Well, during the course of the COVID 2 years of not being able to really go anywhere, I decided to create Zamran, which is the son of Elias. Elias of Sun Hilo was an album I did in 75. And about 10 years ago, my son Damien said, Dad, why don't you do Son of Elias or something like that? You know, because people like that album. So I thought, here I was. 2 years ago, I started creating some music, some ideas about the beginning of the earth and what really makes the earth work and stuff like that. And 4 hours later, I've got 4 hours of music. I can't believe it.
Well, we want it all. We don't want that edited. We want, and as a matter of fact, anything extra, you just send to me here at WRCT because we are big fans. That sounds terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you some clips and you can play in the next month or so.
That will be great. Do we have any idea when that music may be officially released?
Hard to say, because these days you don't release with a record company. There's no point in doing that in so many ways, because this is music that is sort of like organic and, again, adventurous and very different. There are, within the 4 hours, there are 12 songs. Maybe I've got to find a company that's interested in releasing the songs. Maybe I should do that. I'll think about it, Eric.
Okay. Well, my friend, it's such an honor to have you. We're looking forward to seeing you July 27th at the Palace Theater. John, love doing this. Everyone always enjoys hearing what their favorite rock stars listen to in their spare time, but I'm going to throw a curveball. Would you give me 2 deep cuts that are special to you, maybe from your solo career, maybe from your time with Yes, and we'll play them on the turntables right now. Give us 2 songs that maybe the casual rock and roll listener has never heard before, that we're going to play on the radio right now.
Okay. Okay. Here's the first one. This is a song I did with Vangelis, who was my mentor for about 4 years, 5 years. And we did a song called, what was it called? I'll have to call you back. And the next song is the song I wrote with Alan White. And that's a beautiful song, Turn of the Century, from the Going for the One album. And I'm thinking about the Vangelis song. One More Time, it's called.
One More Time. Well, that is terrific. We're speaking with John Anderson. He's coming to the Palace Theater next Wednesday, July 27th. John, it's such an honor to have you on the radio. And you're in trouble, my friend. Now you got to send me those clips of that unreleased music. And
I'm gonna. And they're all videos as well, which is kind of funny.
Oh, that is terrific. Well, John, it's such a pleasure. I'm going to be at that show. I know a lot of our listeners will be. And you are welcome back on Quartz in Session anytime, my friend.
I wish you well, Eric. You take care. And lots of love to everybody in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
In the woods we play our songs and travel through the woodlands together in the light of heaven and the silence of the world, keeping in touch with the sun, keeping it for everyone. Latter-day traits that come your gather in the light.
day just mellows in the light in your eyes. I think about the silent list round the summer travel light, all the deeds and the candlelight, but there is no explaining it. Let the weary come around one more time, one more time. Let the weary come one more time around. Should have guessed the other day that things were getting out of hand when you told me that you're gonna let your father's ways behind, and you thought that you couldn't understand him. Well, he didn't really answer the dreams that you planned, so you chased around all those times that come between you, yourself and yourself, one more time, one more time, one more time. Did you have to think about it one more time? Put yourself under pressure one more time.
Lady. Hi, this is Rick Lee, founder, member and drummer of 10 Years After. And you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And you'd better pay his retainer up front, or you know where you'll be